Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So in these days leading up to the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Today we're reading from the Adi Lila, chapter 17, Pastimes of the Lord in His Youth, starting with text 12. Tabai Nityananda Svarupera Agamana Prabhu Ke Maliya Paila Shadbuja Darshana. Translation. After this function at the house of Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu appeared, and when he met with Lord Chaitanya, he got the opportunity to see him in his six-arm form. Purport. The form of Sadbuj, the six-armed Lord Gaurasundar, is a representation of three incarnations. The form of Sri Ramachandra is symbolized by a bow and arrow. The form of Lord Sri Krishna is symbolized by a stick and flute, like those generally held by a cowherd boy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is symbolized by a sannyas danda and kamandalu, or water pot. Srila Nityananda Prabhu was born in the village of Ekachakra in the district of Birbhum as the son of Padmavati and Hadai Pandit. In his childhood, he played like Balaram. When he was growing up, a sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit begging to have the Pandit's son as his brahmachari assistant. Hadai Pandit immediately agreed and delivered his son to him, although the separation was greatly shocking, so much so that Hadai lost his life after the separation. Nityananda Prabhu traveled on many pilgrimages with the sannyasi. It is said that for many days he lived at Mathura with him, and at that time he heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip. Therefore, he came down to Bengal to see the Lord. When Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip, he was a guest at the house of Nandana Acharya. Understanding that Nityananda Prabhu had arrived, Lord Chaitanya sent his devotees to him, and thus there was a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Text 13. Pratame sadbuje tanri dekaila ishvara shanka chanka padma gada padma shanga venadara. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited to Nityananda Prabhu a six-arm form bearing a conch shell, disc, club, lotus flower, bow, and flute. So that's another one, another six-arm form. Tabe chatur buja hoila tina angavakra dui hasti venu Vajaya Dui Shankha Chankra. Thereafter, the Lord showed his forearm form, standing in a three-curved posture. With two hands, he played upon a flute, and in the other two, he carried a conch shell and a disc. Text 15. Tabe tadvi buja kevala vamshi vadana shamanga pita vastra vajrendra nandana. Finally, the Lord showed Nityananda Prabhu his two-arm form of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, simply playing on his flute, his bluish body dressed in yellow garments. Purport. Chaitanya Mangala vividly elaborates upon this description. So we see Lord Chaitanya displayed to Lord Nityananda one six-arm form, another six-arm form, a four-arm form, and two-arm form. On other occasions, Lord Chaitanya displayed to one devotee an eight-arm form. You know, I was mentioning that in the Sunday feast lecture. Was when a Brahmin came to visit the house of Jagannath Mishra, and little child Nimai, little baby Lord Chaitanya, was ruining the offerings he was trying to make. So finally, little Nimai revealed to the Brahmin that he was the Supreme Personality, Lord Krishna, and displayed him in eight-arm form. So sometimes there's a little saying in America, a little folk saying, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? So the devotees appreciate Lord Chaitanya, whether he displays two-arm form, four-arm form, six-arm form, eight-arm form, whatever form he takes, devotees appreciate. Of course, they appreciate the two-arm form the most. Text 16. Tabe Nityananda Gosai Vyasira Pujana Nityananda Vesha Koila Mushala Dharana. Translation. Nityananda Prabhu then arranged to offer Vyasa Puja, or worship of the spiritual master, to Lord Sri Gaura Sundar. But Lord Chaitanya carried the plow-like weapon called Mushala in the ecstasy of being Nityananda Prabhu. Purport. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu arranged for Vyasa Puja of the Lord on the night of the full moon. He arranged for the Vyasa Puja, or Guru Puja, through the agency of Vyasadeva. Since Vyasadeva is the original guru, spiritual master, of all who follow the Vedic principles, worship of the spiritual master is called Vyasa Puja. Nityananda Prabhu arranged for the Vyasa Puja, and Sankirtan was going on. But when he tried to put a garland on the shoulders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw himself in Lord Chaitanya. There is no difference between the spiritual positions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, or Krishna and Balaram. All of them are but different manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. During this special ceremony, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that there is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. So these are very, you know, amazing pastimes. You could just try to picture it. Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, is offering Guru Puja to Lord Chaitanya, who is Lord Krishna. But actually, they are both equally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Nityananda was offering Guru Puja to Lord Chaitanya, he saw the form of Balaram there, Nityananda there also. So text 17. Tabe Sachi Dekila Ramakrishna Dwibai Tabe Nishtarila Prabhu Jagat Madhai. Translation. Thereafter, Mother Sachidev saw the brothers Krishna and Balaram in their manifestation of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Then the Lord delivered the brothers Jagai and Madhai. Purport. One night, Sachi Devi, who's the mother of Lord Chaitanya, dreamt that the deities in her house, Krishna and Balaram, had taken the forms of Chaitanya and Nityananda and were fighting with one another, as children do, to eat the naivedya, or offering to the deities. On the next day, by the will of Lord Chaitanya, Sachidev invited Nityananda to take prasad at her house. Thus, Vishrambar, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda were eating together, and Sachidev realized that they were none other than Krishna and Balaram. Seeing this, she fainted. Jagai and Madhai were two brothers born in Navadvip, in a respectable Brahmin family who later became addicted to all kinds of sinful activities. By the order of Lord Chaitanya, both Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur used to preach the cult of Krishna consciousness door to door. In the course of such preaching, they found Jagai and Madhai, two maddened, drunken brothers, who upon seeing them began to chase them. On the next day, Madhai struck Nityananda Prabhu on the head with a piece of earthen pot, thus drawing blood. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard of this, he immediately came to the spot, ready to punish both brothers. But when the all-merciful Lord Gauranga saw Jagai's repentant behavior, he immediately embraced him. By seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and embracing him, both the sinful brothers were at once cleansed. Thus they received initiation into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from the Lord and were delivered. So it's also part of this pastime that Lord Chaitanya at first was going to use his chakra weapon to kill Jagai and Madhai, but Lord Nityananda stopped him and said, in your incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, you're not killing the demons, but killing their demoniac mentality. So Lord Chaitanya became a little sober and accepted Jagai and Madhai when they became a bit repentant for their activities in attacking the devotees, especially Lord Nityananda, and for their sinful activities. Lord Chaitanya agreed to forgive them if they would give up their sinful activities. So this is very instructive for most of us, because most of us were not born as pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna. Most of us were born in, we had sinful births, and we were like Jagai and Madhai, committing many sinful activities. Actually, they were even maybe a little bit more elevated, because actually they were born in Brahmin families and they became degraded. But most of us were of lower birth, committing many sinful activities, and were deserving of punishment. But somehow or other, we came into contact with Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, which he initiated in Navadvip and Mayapur, and from there it spread, as he predicted, all over the world. You know, Srila Prabhupada was the instrument for that, you know, who fulfilled that desire of Lord Chaitanya to deliver the fallen souls in the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra, it's paschita deshitarane. You know, he's delivering the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to the fallen conditioned souls in the Western world, the world outside India. So, and the conditions are the same. Yeah, he told Jagai and Madhai he would forgive them on the condition that they would give up their sinful activities, take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So it's the same deal that we're getting. We can be forgiven for all the sinful activities that we've committed if we take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and give up henceforward, you know, our sinful activities. So, of course, it's very powerful to experience this in Sridham Mayapur, you know, where, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that someday the Russians and the English and the Germans and the Americans would come to chant the Hare Krishna mantra along with their Bengali brothers and sisters. So to actually be in Sridham Mayapur and see thousands and thousands of devotees from all over the world gathering together and chanting uproariously the holy names of Lord Krishna in front of the deities of the Panchatattva there is quite an amazing experience. You get a sense of how powerful the Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada manifested by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya really is. So we're all connected to that. It's like the central powerhouse, and you know, the temples in the other parts of the world are like substations, you know, that Sridham Mayapur, central powerhouse. So text 18. Tabe sapta prahara chila prabhu bhava veshe yata tata bhakta gana dekila visheshe. Translation. After this incident, the Lord remained in an ecstatic position for 21 hours, and all the devotees saw his specific pastimes. Purport. In the deity's room, there must be a bed for the deity behind the deity's throne. This system should be immediately introduced in all of our centers. It does not matter whether the bed is big or small. It should be of a size the deity room can conveniently accommodate, but there must be at least a small bed. So this was one of Srila Prabhupada's original instructions, and the devotees followed it, and therefore that system is being carried out in all of our temples. One day, in the house of Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down on the bed of Vishnu, and all the devotees worshipped him with the Vedic mantras of the Purusha Shukta, beginning with Sahasra Sirsha Purusha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. This Veda Stuti should also be introduced, if possible, for installation of deities. While bathing the deity, all the priests and devotees must chant this Purusha Sukta, and the appropriate paraphernalia for worshiping the deity, such as flowers, fruits, incense, artik paraphernalia, naivedya, vastra, and ornaments. All the devotees worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, and the Lord remained in ecstasy for 7 praharas, or 21 hours, so a prahara is 3 hours. He took this opportunity to show the devotees that he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the source of all other incarnations, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matas Sarvam Pravartate. So, on one occasion, he was offered Vyasa Puja, to show that he's the supreme spiritual teacher. In his role of Lord Chaitanya, he was taking that role of the teacher of how to practice devotional service, teaching it both by giving instruction and by giving practical example. But he was also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this pastime, he's being worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his devotees, who are offering him the same type of worship that a deity of Krishna would be offered when it's being installed. All the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Vishnu Tattva, emanate from the body of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exposed all the private desires of the devotees, and thus all of them became fully confident that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some devotees call this exhibition of ecstasy by the Lord Sata Prahariya Bhava, or the ecstasy of 21 hours. And others call it Mahabhav Prakash, or Mahaprakash. There are other descriptions of this Sata Prahariya Bhava in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 9, which mentions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed a maidservant named Duki with the name Suki. So Duki means unhappy, and Suki means happy. So he changed the name of this maidservant from Duki to Suki. He called for Sridhar, whose name was Kolavecha Sridhar, and showed him his Mahaprakash. Then he called for Murari Gupta and showed him his feature as Lord Ramachandra. He offered his blessings to Haridas Thakur, and at this time he also asked Advaita Prabhu to explain Bhagavad Gita as it is, Gitara Satyapata, and showed special favor to Mukunda. Text 19. Varaha avesha hoila murari bhavane tanra skande chade prabhu nachila angane. Translation. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the ecstasy of the boar incarnation and got up on the shoulders of Murari Gupta. Thus, they both danced in Murari Gupta's courtyard. And in Sridhar Mayapur, all these places are there, the house of Srinivas Thakur, the house, or who is it? House of Srivas Thakur, the house of Murari Gupta, and the devotees visit these places. So the purport, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry out, Shukara, Shukara, that means boar, boar. Thus crying out for the boar incarnation of the Lord, he assumed his form as the boar incarnation and got up on the shoulders of Murari Gupta. He carried a small gadu, a small water pot with a nozzle, and thus he symbolically picked up the earth from the depths of the ocean, for this was the pastime of Lord Varaha. Text 20. Tabe shuklambara koila tandula Bhakshana, Harinama Shlokara Koila Arta Vivarana. After this incident, the Lord ate raw rice given by Shuklambara Brahmachari and explained very elaborately the purport of the Harinama Shloka mentioned in the Brihan Naradiya Purana. Purport. Shuklambara Brahmachari resided in Navadvip on the bank of the Ganges. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy, he approached the Lord with a begging bag containing rice. The Lord was so pleased with his devotee that immediately he snatched the bag and began to eat the raw rice. No one forbade him, and thus he finished the entire supply of rice. Text 21. Hayarnama, 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 Vikevalam, Kalauna, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. So this is the verse from the Brihan Naradiya Purana translation. In this age of Kali, there is no other means, no other means, no other means for self-realization than the chanting, than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. Text 22. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Haya Sarva Jagat Nistar. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. So this is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, and he's personally explaining it. Text 23. Dardya lagi harir nama uktitina vara jada loka bujaite puna eva har kara. Translation. This verse repeats the word eva. I mean, Lord Chaitanya is saying this. This word repeats the word eva, certainly, three times for emphasis. And it also three times repeats Har Nama, the holy name of the Lord, just to make common people understand. Purport. To emphasize something to an ordinary person, one may repeat it three times, just as one might say, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. Thus, the Brihan Naradiya Purana repeatedly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name so that people may take it seriously and thus free themselves from the clutches of Maya. It is our practical experience in the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world that many millions of people are factually coming to that spiritual stage of life by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly according to the prescribed principles. Therefore, our request to all our students is that they daily chant at least 16 rounds of this Hare Nama Maha Mantra offenselessly, following the regulative principles. Thus, their success will be assured without a doubt. Kind of interesting how in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, our practical experience is that millions of people are coming to the spiritual stage of life by this chanting. Text 24. Kevala shabde punarapi nishchaya karana jnana yoga tapa karma adi nivarana. The use of the word kevala only prohibits all other processes such as cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga, and the performances of austerities and fruitive activities. Purport. Our Krishna consciousness movement stresses the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra only, whereas those who do not know the secret of success for this age of Kali unnecessarily indulge in the cultivation of knowledge, the practice of mystic yoga, or the performance of fruitive activities or useless austerities. They are simply wasting their time and misleading their followers. When we point this out very plainly to an audience, members of opposing groups become angry at us. But according to the injunctions of the Shastras, we cannot make compromises with these so-called jnanis, yogis, karmis, and tapasvis. When they say they are as good as we are, we must say that only we are good and that they are not good. Can make that our motto. This is not our obstinacy. It is the injunction of the Shastras. We must not deviate from the instructions of the Shastras. This is confirmed in the next verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text 25. Anyata yemane tara naika nistara nahi 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 e tina eva kara. This verse clearly states that anyone who accepts any other path cannot be delivered. This is the reason for the triple reputation, for the triple repetition. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, which emphasizes the real process of self-realization. Got time for one or two more verses. Text 26. Trina hoite nichahana saba labe nama apane nirabhimani anya dibe mana. To chant the holy name always, one should be humbler than the grass in the street, devoid of all desire for personal honor, but one should offer others all respectful obeisances. Text 27. Tarasama saishnuna vaishnava karibe bartsana tadane kake kichuna balibe. A devotee engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord should practice forbearance like that of a tree. Even if rebuked or chastised, he should not say anything to others to retaliate. So it goes on, but we're reached the end of our time today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.